Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them all across London.
This story was told by Lara B.
in July 2012,
where the theme was flashbacks.
I have a long history with, like, tit trauma, which, like a lot of women have, we have body issues. Men have, Brad Pitt has helped so many women because men now have body issues. So my friend's getting married and apparently I have to wear a bra. And I found myself in a Debenhams in a cubicle with a very large, very breasty black woman. And she was manhandling my boobs because she was going to make that shit fit. And these, yeah, they're real, in case you wonder. So apparently you have to move your boobs to a new location to be cool now. So I'm in there, and I get like one of those body memories, you know? It's like a DNA memory. And I remembered the last time I had a black woman manhandling my boobs. And it was a transvestite, and her name was LaQuisha. And and she was a fashion assistant. And a lot of trannies were fashion assistants back then in New York. And so she's manhandling my boobs because I'm a catalog model. And if you don't know what catalog modeling is, let me just quickly explain that in like the modeling world, it's like one step above a paper hat and a name tag, you know? Because let me tell you, because you probably think hand and foot models down low. If you're a hand model, you could do an ad for Chanel and you could end up in Vogue. But if you're a catalog model, you're standing there in a sundress with a poodle and a beach ball and you're not going to end up in Vogue. That's like the bottom line, okay? So, and I know this in a very deep way because my mother's really tall and she's got these huge pendulous breasts and she's a real model. She did runway. She went to exotic locations. She went to Rome. She went to Paris. Me, I stand in front of a screen with a poodle and a beach ball with a transvestite taping silicone breast implants with industrial tape under my flat little nothing breasts so that I'm going to look right. In front of a screen with an exotic location in Queens, not Whitestone. Queens is like Luton. Okay? So there I am, the daughter of a runway model with silicone strapped to me with industrial tape. LaQuisha's there, the dog is there, the ball is there, the sundress is there. I'm in a warehouse in Queens. It's either hot or cold. It's never right. And they share the space. So you got a screen, and then you got a catalog model. And then you got a screen, and then you got a catalog model. So I'm standing there in my underwear. You know, like the panties that are like flesh tone and nothing else but the tape and the tranny. And the screen comes down, and the exotic location disappears. And behind it is about 35 boys my age doing like a tube sock ad. And they all laugh at me, at my boobs. And I'm horrified. And I've been doing it for 20 years, and I'm only 20 years old. And I'm fucking over it. And I picked up my clothes. I put my clothes on and I left. I said, LaQuisha, I'm a respectable human being, and I don't deserve to be treated like this. And I left, and I went to Miami to get my head together, because that's what you did. And I decided, well, I'm going to stay in Miami, because now I'm in the exotic location on the screen. Not completely stupid, right? So I get a cheap apartment, I got to get a job, I got no skills. I can hold a beach ball. I get a waitressing job, because that's what you do when you have no skills, and you're a woman, and you have no tits. So I get my waitressing job, and it's at a place called Monty's. Monty's, it's like a TGI Fridays kind of chain, but it's not a chain. There's only one. I didn't even care that I had to wear a dark blue collared polyester shirt that said Monty's and tan shorts that came down to here. It was a unisex uniform. And it was 95 degrees. Hot. That uniform was hot. So we all stunk and we all worked like dogs. So, fifth day at work, Big Lori hired me. Big Lori worked her way up. She was a waitress. She worked her way up to manager. So, like, I've got growth potential. Okay, there's no growth potential in catalog modeling. And a guy at a table grabs my ass. Not like, you know, a pinch. Like, he grabbed my ass. And I didn't know what to do because I was a kid. So I told Big Lori. I said, Big Lori, the blonde guy, table four, grab my ass. She said, okay, I'll take care of it. I said, all right, you're going to take care of it, right? Because in New York, that means something. She said, yeah, yeah, I'll take care of it. And then she disappeared for a while, you know, and she came back, and then she goes over to the table, and I'm like, oh, it's going down now. And I watch her, and they have a chat and a laugh. And then she goes to the bar, and then she gets a beer. Then she goes back to the table, and they have a chat and a laugh, and she leaves him with the beer. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm confused. What the fuck just happened? And he picks up the beer, and he looks around the room, and he sees me standing over by the waitress station in my hot polyester ugly fucking uniform. And he raises the beer, and he laughs, and he winks, and then he did that tongue thing. And I was like, oh, motherfucker, did not do the tongue. So I went over to Lori, and I said, hey, I don't know what happened, but it looks like you bought him a beer for grabbing my ass. What's up? She said, go back to the waitress station. It's not your table anymore. Rebecca is going to take care of it. So I was like, all right. I went back to the waitress station in my hot ass polyester uniform, and I'm standing there, and I'm getting mad. And I said, fuck this. I'm not putting up with this. So I grabbed my purse from under the waitress station, and I walked into the middle of the room where all the moms and the children were eating, 5-year-olds eating for free. And they're all there, everybody. And he can see me too. And I make sure I'm in his sight because I want him to see this. And I say, Lori, I am a respectable woman. And I deserve to be treated as such. I quit. Yeah, took the polyester shirt off all dramatically. And I threw it, you know, threw it on the ground. And I stormed out of that restaurant. And I'm in the parking lot. And I realized that I didn't have anything on under the uniform. Because it was polyester and it was hot. And I was standing in the parking lot. Topless. But you know what? I hadn't thought about it in years. But when I was standing in that cubicle and that woman was manhandling my tits, I thought about it because I remembered it. And I realized something really important. That was a turning point in my life because you know what? I realized that you don't just get respect. You got to earn it. And I was young. I didn't really know that. So I was like, all right, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? So I went to school. I didn't have an education. I went to school. I got an education. I got scholarships. I went to Harvard. Graduated. I went to Smith. It's a women's college with a Y. I studied feminist literature. I met Gloria Steinem. I met her and I immediately menstruated. No, that's a true story. and I was empowered, and I grew up, I got a job. But it was a turning point. I'm going to tell you why. And I want all the women in the audience to pay very close attention, because this is really important. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't become anything you want to become by whipping your tits out in public. Because it ain't fucking true.
For more stories, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna H.
With audio production by Matt Hill.
At rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.